This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Ever notice how certain numbers seem to appear over and over again in the Bible? Their use often appears completely arbitrary, or at least insignificant. Actually, they may not be intended to be an exact account or even prediction, but symbolic definitions of things greater than their real numeric value. I want to look today at the number 7, which is found 317 times in the Word of God, sometimes as a simple count of items or people, but very often as an integral part of the scripture passage. We may have to ask a number of questions before we begin to find answers. In 2 Kings 5, verse 14, Naaman went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Why did Naaman have to wash 7 times? Why not 6 or 8? Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace on the earth, refined 7 times. Again, why not 6 or 8? Psalm 119, 164. 7 times a day I praise thee, because of thy righteous ordinances. Other places the psalmist said morning and evening, or 3 times a day. Why 7? 7 is sometimes called the perfect number. Actually, if it weren't for its biblical fame, everyone would ignore it, except to mark the passing of weeks. By the way, 7 in Hebrew is the word sheva, and week is shavua. 7 is a number associated with mercy, as we read in 2 passages. Proverbs 24:16. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. I think it is clear that Yeshua did not mean for us to keep account of our brother's offenses against us until we get to 490 and then say, I'm sorry, you have used up all of your indulgences. Next time, I will never forgive you. Likewise, most of us have fallen to some extent, many more than 7 times, yet our Heavenly Father keeps picking us up, dusting us off, forgiving us, and sending us on to complete our journey. Now, to return to Naaman for a moment, his name actually means faithful one. Although at first complaining about it, he eventually obeyed the prophet's words and did exactly as God had commanded, thus proving his faithfulness and receiving his healing. As far as the verse in Proverbs is concerned, my oldest son, who happens to be a goldsmith, tells me that silver must often be heated up to 6 times to bring all the impurities to the surface. The 7th time is to be absolutely certain. The root sheva, or shin bet ayin, is also found in the word shvuah, or oath, or promise. An oath, of course, can go either way between 2 parties. In 2 Chronicles 15, 14-15, we read, Moreover, they made an oath to the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting, with trumpets, and with horns. And all Judah rejoiced concerning the oath, for they had sworn with their whole heart and had sought him earnestly, and he let them find him. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. The people of Israel made a perfect oath with the Lord, and he let them find him, in my eyes anyway, a perfect answer. Of course, you may remember that rest is promised and fulfilled on the 7th day. One more famous verse, which does not at all remind you of the number 7, unless you speak Hebrew, is Luke 1, verse 13. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zacharias. For your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. Elizabeth is actually the Hebrew name Elisheva, yes, like my wife, Elisheva Shomron. The name means God is my oath. God promised Elisheva a son in her old age, and he came through with a perfect answer. So, God promised us in his word, refined 7 times, to pick us up after we fall 7 times, to forgive us 70 times 7, and to purify us from the leprosy of sin if we go to his water and be washed 7 times. He is our oath if we are faithful, and often, even when we forget to be. Surely he is worthy of perfect praise 7 times a day. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.